Under par, and all the movies want me to star. I've got a house, a show place, still I get no place with you. You're so supreme. The lyrics I write of you scheme just for the sight of you dream. Both day and night of you till what good does it do? I've been consulted by Franklin D. And Frank Sinatra had me to tea. Still I'm brokenhearted, 'cause I can't get started with you. When first we met, how you elated me, pet. You devastated me, yet how you've deflated me till you're my Waterloo. When J.P. Morgan bows, I just nod. Green pastures wanted me to play God. The Siamese twins I've parted, but I can't get started with
not the kind of a boy for a girl like me. I'm just a song and a dance, you're a symphony. I thought that you never would doubt me, but I'm telling you, you'd be much better off without me. You're just the kind of a boy who would always play fair. I'm just the kind of a girl who would never be fair. It's so hard to let you go, but it's only because I know that you're not the kind of a boy for a girl like me.
Set me. doesn't get me. Maybe I will find someone as wonderful as you. I should care, and I do. Except for a dream or two, but then again, I count my sheep well. Funny how sheep lulls you to sleep. I should care, I should let it upset me. I should care, but it just doesn't get me. Maybe I will find someone as wonderful as you. I will find someone to love. Maybe I will find someone to love. I should care, and I do.
Be mean to me. Gee, honey, it seems to me you love to see me crying. I don't know why I stay home each night when you say you'd phone. You don't, and I'm left alone singing the blues and crying. You treat me coldly each day of the year. You always scold me whenever somebody is near. Dear, it must be great fun to be mean to me. You shouldn't forget to see what you mean to me. Thank you. you love to see me cry. And I stay home each night when you say you'd phone. You don't, and I'm left alone, just singing a blues and crying. You treat me coldly each day in a year. You always scold me whenever somebody is near, dear. It must be great fun to be mean to me. You shouldn't forget, you see, what you mean to me.
Okay, that was Mean to Me, Ella Fitzgerald. That was the first set of Something About the Women Going into Jazz. We started with, seems like my songs are a little bit out of order on the list right now, but maybe they will straighten themselves out when they go online. We started with Billie Holiday, I'm a Fool to Want You, followed by Carmen McRae, I Can't Get Started Without You. Then there was a song that is a remix of Dinah Washington, I've Got You Under My Skin. So that was with DJ Carnage and Victor Riglio remix. So that was kind of a modern version on a traditional jazz song. After that, we had Sarah Vaughan, You're Not the Kind, Betty Carter, I Should Care. And as I said, I ended with Ella Fitzgerald, Mean to Me. Hopefully we're not mean to you. Betty Carter is a musician that my friend Angela had introduced me to. She's not somebody that I had been familiar with. Betty Carter, born Lily Mae Jones. She was a jazz singer known for her improvisation technique, scatting, and other complex musical abilities. And Carmen McRae, who was on that list, actually was quoted as saying that there's only one jazz singer, and that is Betty Carter. So she was also known to do a lot of training with other musicians. They affectionately called her type of, I guess, schooling, the School of Betty Carter. And so she is well known throughout jazz musicians, but she was new to me. I do have a guest in the studio.
Hi.
Hi, Lucy. So Lucy is a young jazz musician. And what instrument do you play?
I play piano.
Okay.
I love piano.
And then you have some jazz influences as well. So we are going to start with one of them. Who are we going to be playing?
Amy Winehouse.
There we go. Okay.
I tried to make me go to rehab. I said no, no, no. Yes, I've been black, but when I come back, no. My daddy thinks I'm fine. Just try to make me go to rehab. I won't go, go, go. I'd rather be at home with Ray. I gained about 17 days. 'Cause there's nothing
Lucy, that was absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
Listening to Amy Winehouse, I was so revved up, and I feel like, oh, that was just relaxing. I feel a lot more calm now. And so I have a few questions for you, and I'm wondering if you mind answering them.
Of course.
So you are a young musician, and you have such focus, and I'm wondering, what is your process when you're composing, when you're playing? How do you go through the process of creating such a beautiful piece of work?
Well, I love playing the piano. The piano is my outlet in life. I find that when I need to get out my emotions and my moods, I often just go to the piano and just kind of play my heart out. And usually when I'm at the piano, I just improvise the whole time. So when I'm getting a song, I'll probably play improvisation and just kind of repeat it a lot until I get something more solid, and then I'll probably go with that. But none of the songs I play are the same, I would say.
Interesting. So you're not really looking at a piece of music. It's in your head.
Yeah.
I think that when I asked you earlier, you said that you play what feels right.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's really amazing that you have that mind connection, mind-body connection between your head and your hands, and that your hands are able to do what your head is experiencing. That's unusual.
Yeah.
And you do some recording. Where do you actually record your pieces, and where can they be found?
So I record at home. I just use a couple microphones. I record through GarageBand, and when I get something that's pretty solid and concrete, I'll post it on SoundCloud. Uh-huh. I have an account, Lucy Frost, that's probably
okay.
It.
And we can post that on the Something About the Women website. So if you're looking for Lucy's music, you'll know where to find it. And we actually have a recording studio here too.
Right.
So maybe someday we'll get you in here to do some recording. And, you know, from what little I know about music, because I know that music comes in different keys and complexities, and there's sharps and flats. How do you deal with all of that complexity in your music?
Well, I usually, in my own compositions,
mm-hmm.
I usually just, as you said, I do what feels right. So when I'm at the piano, I'll just kind of end up playing something that I think sounds good, and I'll stick with it. And I usually don't write a lot of my music down, so I usually don't have to care or worry about whether this is a sharp or a flat, because I know that it sounds good.
Okay.
So I keep it, yeah.
It's all in your head. Is anybody in your family musical?
Yes, my grandmother is very musical with piano. I have a sister who sings and is good at guitar and piano. I have lots of cousins who as well are very talented musicians. So,
isn't that interesting that it's your siblings and cousins? What about your parents and aunts and uncles?
Skips a generation.
Completely skip the generation. And you play piano. Do you play any other instruments?
I've tried to pick up guitar recently. I have, as I said, my cousins and my sister play it, so they help me, and it's fun to play with them a little. I also sing a little bit, but not a lot, although I would really love to get better at it.
Good.
Yeah.
Excellent. And so you're young. How old were you when you realized you had this musical talent or love for music, whatever you want to call it? When did you consider yourself a musician?
Well, I know that it wasn't even my main purpose. I know that my sister actually got a piano for her birthday or at Christmas, and I started playing it when I was really young, and it just kind of stuck with me, and then I started taking lessons. And that was when I was in first grade or before. And I've just kept playing piano all this time. I'm 16, so I've been playing through high school too. So,
excellent.
Yeah.
And isn't that the way it is? The younger sibling steals the older sibling's Christmas gift. But I imagine it's a big enough item that you can share.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. One last question. We're going to head off to JP Licks after we're done here. What flavor of ice cream are you getting?
I'm gonna go with chocolate. I'm a chocolate girl.
Going with coffee. That's kind of my standby.
Yeah.
So we started with Amy Winehouse, which is one of your influences, and actually we did not play the song that I meant to. So we're gonna go on to one of your other influences, Aretha Franklin, and we're gonna circle back to Amy Winehouse and get that song that we wanted to play in the first place. So here's a little Aretha Franklin, and we will check back with Lucy and play another piece of hers before we end this set.
Me out.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up, like magic.
Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Well, anyone who has listened to me in the past knows that I am a big fan of animals and animal adoption. I do some foster care with puppies. Lucy, have you been to my house when I've had foster puppies?
Oh, yeah. They're very cute.
They're very cute. They're very cute. They come and they stay. They eat, they pee, and they poop, and then I send them off to another home. So that's really kind of where it's at. So let me go through what we just listened to. We started with Amy Winehouse. Again, one, these are all influences of for Lucy and her music composition. So Amy Winehouse, and we start with Rehab. I didn't quite mean to do that, so I kind of hope that I righted that wrong. We followed with Lucy's composition Nights, then Blue Neon. And it's interesting because I think there was a time period between those two pieces, and it really shows a lot of progression of complexity. Yeah. And really those chord changes in Blue Neon are absolutely beautiful. So it's really kind of nice that we could kind of hear more of the simplicity in Nights, which is also very beautiful, and then more complexity in Blue Neon. So then we righted our wrong and we played Amy Winehouse, You Know I'm No Good, which is probably no more uplifting than Rehab. So we're going to have to talk about your influences there. And then Aretha Franklin, Baby, I Love You. And then we finished with Lucy Frost doing Spring Interlude. And I will put how to find her music on the site for Something About the Women. And now we're going to go into a little bit kind of, I guess, more classic jazz, a little bit... kind of older style music. So I have a friend, Doug, who is a DJ on WMBR, and he has helped me to find some of these musicians that I wasn't necessarily so familiar with. So Blossom Dearie, Joe Stafford, Annie Ross, you'll hear some of their music. And then speaking of which, you are listening to WMFO in Medford, Something About the Women. This is Kirsten. I will be on the air for another hour and 10 minutes. And let's keep the music going.
I don't know why, but I'm feeling so sad. I long to try something I've never had. Never had no loving, never had no kissing. Lover man, where can you be? The night is cold, so all alone, I'd give my soul just to call you my own. Got a moon above me, but no one to love me. Lover man, where can you be? Of a romance could be like a heavenly breeze. I go to bed with a prayer that you'll make love to me. Strange as it seems, someday we'll meet and you'll dry all my tears. You'll whisper sweet little things in my ear. kissing. Ooh, what we've been missing. Lover man, where can you be? Lover man, where can you be? I love the looks of you, the lure of you, the sweet of you, the pure of you, the eyes, the nose, the mouth of you, the east, west, north, and the south of you. I'd love to gain complete control of you and handle even the heart and soul of you. So love at least a small percent of me, do, 'cause I love all of you.
It's you who must belong.